My name is Matthew McNaughton, and welcome back to another episode of Profiling the Unprofiled. In this episode, we will be taking a look at the rock band Greta Van Fleet. If you listen to Live 88.5, you may be familiar with some of their more popular songs. Here is my personal favorite, Black Smoke Rising. This next song, Highway Tune, was the band's first single. So sweet, so fine, so nice. Oh my, my mind, my mind. Oh. This final sample is titled When the Curtain Falls. Greta Van Fleet consists of three brothers, Josh, Jake, and Sam Kiska, as well as childhood friend Danny Wagner. The band was formed in 2012, and the name is based on a local named Gretna Van Fleet, who is a resident of Frankenmuth, Michigan, where Greta Van Fleet was formed. For the first two songs the band released, Kyle Hawk was on drums. Danny Wagner replaced him on drums after his early departure from the band. The first bit of success came for Greta Van Fleet when they released their first single, Highway Tune, in 2017. For this single, as well as the release of two EPs, Black Smoke Rising and From the Fires, the group won a Loudwire Award for Best New Artist. Anthem of the Peaceful Army came out in 2018 and was the band's first full-length album. Despite getting mixed reviews, it reached number one on the US Top Rock Albums chart and is certified gold in Canada. The second album, The Battle at Garden's Gate, came out in April of this year. This album was released to a better reception than their first one, and it featured My Way Soon, their fifth song to reach number one on the Billboard Mainstream Rock chart. Although The Battle at Garden's Gate only reached number 11 on the Canadian Albums Billboard chart, it topped on two United States rock charts. The band is known for their similar sound to Led Zeppelin. This is something some critics use against them, claiming that they sound too similar, but others claim that this is a positive aspect. In the 90s, the band The Crows were compared to an earlier band, The Rolling Stones. Although this was seen as a negative in The Crows' early days, people got used to it and they went on to have a very successful run. The same can already be said for Greta Van Fleet, as there has been less and less criticism for their sound as audience become used to them. Despite critics of the band accusing them of not being original, the Led Zeppelin frontman himself, Robert Plant, does not have a problem with their sound. Robert has even complimented the Greta Van Fleet frontman, Sam, for his vocal skills. Besides their classic rock influences, the group is also influenced by the blues as well as folk music. Here is the band talking about their love for folk.
So growing up, we were all exposed to the John Denver, the Peter Paul and Mary, the Bob Dylan, just all these different interpretations of folk. And to me, what really caught my attention was the fact that it was just so beautiful. You know, it's the production necessarily wasn't what made the track, you know, so great. It's the songwriting and it's the original intentions and the message and the lyrics.
In 2018, the young band was invited to perform at Elton John's viewing party for the Oscars. The legendary singer was extremely impressed with the band after he saw them perform in London. During the performance, Elton joined the band on stage when they performed his hit song, Saturday Night's All Right for Fighting. Sam Kiska later revealed a piece of advice Elton John gave them, and that was to extend the intro of their song Highway Tune to make it more dramatic. On top of praise from both Robert Plant and Elton John, Greta Van Fleet further hinted at a bright future when they opened up for the Foo Fighters at the Blues Fest in 2018. Thanks for listening to episode 2 of Profiling the Unprofiled. Stay tuned for episode 3 on the James Barker Band. I'm your host, Matthew McNaughton.